Don Jackson Blattner is back on WGN Radio, America's favorite nutritionist and dietitian. We love her. We've missed her. Don, welcome back to the show.
Oh, my gosh. John, thank you for having me back. I have missed you so much. You know, it was 3 weeks that we missed. Oh, my goodness.
I presume you were off speaking to the nation about nutrition and diets and stuff?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So I had one of the weeks was like a fish TV segment and an Apple. I did an Apple TV segment. I did like a collagen presentation in California. I had a video shoot. So I was going, going, going. But you know what? In my heart, through all of that,
yeah,
I'm
right.
Not kidding. I miss you. I missed your listeners because this is my happy place.
Talk to me about what you said about fish while you were out there.
Okay, so listen, I always talk about, you know, eating beans, eating nuts, seeds, you know, produce, and I throw in fish there too because we are notoriously under eating fish. So I did a whole TV segment on fun ways to eat more fish. Okay, and so the first up, air fryer salmon bites. Do you have an air fryer? I actually don't know this about you.
You and I are, I think, good radio friends, but I don't expect you to know all of the appliances that Brenda and I have. And we do not have an air fryer. Should I get one?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was always on the fence about it because, you know, I live in a kind of, quaint, I would say, condo, and I don't want a ton of stuff. So anyway, I bit the bullet like maybe 2 years ago, and I said, fine, I'll try an air fryer. I love it. For fish, I got to tell you, it's incredible. And here's why. When you put like, I do salmon in the air fryer and I cut it into cubes. Okay. Toss it with a little olive oil. And then at 400 degrees, the fish is done in 7 minutes. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is amazing. And it's very well cooked. It's not overcooked. It's not undercooked. And so anyway, I use like these little cubes that I do in the air fryer, and I just toss it on like a Caesar salad. And it's like the fastest way to get good protein. And why we want fish is for omega-3s. It has protein, sure, but you can get protein in a lot of foods, but you can't find omega-3 in that many foods. And so it's very good for your heart. It's
right.
Very good for your skin.
I can find omega-3, though, in a supplemental bottle in the Walgreens. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it's a smart move because here's why. We're supposed to be eating about 2 to 3 fish meals a week, and we're just not doing it. So that's where supplements can come in. You know, it's supplement means in addition to. So when your diet is lacking, a supplement can come in and help you. So, you know, anytime I talk about supplements, I always say talk to your doctor about it for sure. But for most people, an omega-3 supplement is one of those sort of like core things because we don't do a great job in our diet.
So I'm going to cube some salmon. I'll get one of those fillets or steaks, and then I'll cut it into cubes, little olive oil, little seasoning, maybe 7 minutes, take it out of the oven.
Yeah.
Then what if I dropped it on a Triscuit? Would you be mad at me if I did that?
No, I mean, actually, Triscuits are great. They are whole grain. And I will just say, though, this idea of, intimidating, having to know how to bake fish or grill it or anything, the air fryer, for some reason, just feels like no intimidation. So anyway, I'm not an air fryer salesperson, but I will tell you, if you do like fish, it is a great way to cook it. So that was one of my recipes, air fryer salmon bites.
All right.
Okay, the other one was a salmon slider. So salmon tends to be one of the fish that is fattiest in a good way. It has a lot of omega-3. So that's why I did 2 salmon recipes. So the other one was sliders, because here's the thing. Everybody loves a good hamburger, so why not just swap out your hamburger once in a while for some salmon, and then you could put all your favorite toppers on there, just like you would a hamburger. Like I put a little spicy mayo and lettuce and tomato, and then I served it with a bunch of cut up vegetables and a little ranch dressing. It was like a little fun slider party, but that's where you can get your salmon. And then the final recipe I did, I think this one is the crowd pleaser of all crowd pleasers, fish tacos. I mean, tacos, delicious. Fish in there, fabulous. And so I just like sprinkled on some taco seasoning on fish, put it in the oven for like 15 minutes, 400 degrees. And then, you know, whatever your favorite toppers are. Like, so I used avocado. I used coleslaw mix. This is a hot take, actually. Coleslaw mix instead of lettuce in your fish tacos because it actually holds up better. And cabbage is like the unsung hero of the produce world. It's so good for you. It's in the same family as broccoli and cauliflower and kale. It's a cruciferous vegetable like that. So anyway, I'm all about the coleslaw mix to get that cabbage in my fish tacos. And then, like, of course, jalapenos, a little spice, cilantro. And, I just also think tacos are craveable. And so putting fish in there makes it, like, very fun. So anyway, it's a very pretty, fun TV segment to encourage those three recipes.
Pretty good radio segment, too. Can I share with you an experience I had recently with a cabbage?
Oh, my God, please. This is excellent. I hope it's a good one because I'm very pro-cabbage. Okay, fine.
So you know how you can get a bag of coleslaw or a bag of cabbage already shredded? And the other day, Brenda made some coleslaw, but she just took a whole cabbage and she cut it up herself and made the coleslaw with a fresh head of cabbage. Oh, my God, is that so much better? And I'm a big proponent of the bag stuff because it's convenient and blah, blah, blah. Like, and I think you rather endorse that, but... wow, does a fresh, good cabbage taste so much brighter and better than a bag of cabbage?
I will 100% agree with you. It is like that trade-off of time-saving versus like that fresh-cut taste. Oh. And I will say, once you have, and you probably saw, I mean, a head of cabbage is a lot of cabbage. And one of the things that I love to do with it is make like an egg roll bowl. So like you take all that cabbage and when you cook it, and you can put your favorite, either ground chicken in there, or you could do more like a vegetarian version where it's like crumbled up tempeh. But anyway, all the seasonings you would do, like an egg roll, like coconut aminos or like a low sodium soy sauce. Oh my gosh, you stir it all together. And I tell you what, it's delicious. Cabbage sort of tastes like rice when you like have it chopped up. It's so good. Anyway, I'm a fan of your cabbage and I like cutting it like you said too.
I want to just tell you one other thing I'm going to do. I'm going to ambush my son who doesn't eat enough fruits and vegetables. And I have it in my head that 3 cups of vegetables and 2 cups of fruit we should be eating every day, which just sounds like a lot. Well, yesterday I bought a pear and I've got the two cup measuring cup out and the pear pretty much fills the whole cup. And so the next time he comes over, I'm going to have it chopped up and in there. And then I'm going to have another couple cups, a few cups of vegetables, lettuce or celery, carrots, peppers, whatever. And I'm just going to say, you need to be doing this every day. And then he's going to give me that look, but I just want him to see what the volume is and that it is not insurmountable if you imagine that you're going to eat that over a course of a day. I want him to visualize it, and then I want him to start eating it. Your thoughts, go.
Yes. I love that. I need to take that idea and post that on Instagram because I tell you what, that's exactly right. Like, hearing it maybe does seem overwhelming,
yes.
But when you see it, you're like, you know what? I could do that. A piece of fruit is a cup. You know, a handful of carrots is a cup. Okay, good. I can do this. Hey, I love that idea so much. And actually, there is a study about even just 1 cup of leafy greens that you were to eat each day decreases your risk of heart disease. So, like even as you're working up, so even if you're not doing the full 3 and 2, which is the ultimate goal, the idea of even as you're working up, you're getting benefits to your entire body. So I love that. I think you're very creative. And of course, you are an honorary dietitian to me. I should probably work up a plaque and send it over because that is A-plus work over there, John.
My A-plus. Most cherished possession if I got that.
It would also I got to work on it.
Be maybe not right. Nutritionist and dietitian Dawn Jackson Blattner on Instagram. She's DJ Blattner. Ready for some questions?
I would love it. I've missed these.
Are fish sticks okay? I kind of hate fish. How about fish sticks?
Okay, so fish sticks really don't count in our conversation of fish for 2 main reasons. I'm sorry to say. I feel like already I'm a Debbie Downer on this. Okay, one is that fish sticks are fried, and then they're put in the bag. So even though you think you're baking them, It is a fried food,
right?
So that's the confusion of a lot of things is that you baked them, but they originally were fried. So that's why it really doesn't count toward our fish. And the other reason actually is because it is a white fish and not really a fatty fish. And we want fatty fish because that's the good kind of fat. So don't forget the acronym of your fattiest fish that we love to eat. And it's called SMASH. And that stands for salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardine, herring, and actually throw tuna in there too. So it's really smashed at the end. Those are the fish that we would like to spend more time eating. But if you really can only handle white fish because it's more mild, That's good. It's better than nothing. Let me just tell you that.
Are cube steaks a processed food? What about cube steaks?
Okay, so cube steak is usually a very tough cut of meat.
Yep.
And so it gets mechanically chopped up a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people think, oh my gosh, it's probably processed because it's been chopped. But no, that's not ultra processed. So yes, it's mechanically been a little bit tenderized, but that's not adding anything and it's not taking anything away. Ultra processed foods are those that either something has been added to it or something been taken away. So it's not considered an ultra processed food.
Does Dawn like broccoli slaw that's available bagged?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Broccoli slaw is great. It's like you said, John, a lot of times I would prefer if I was fresh cutting broccoli and I was doing everything, from scratch, even, shredding the carrots, shredded carrots from the bag, shredded carrots you make, there's always a difference. But I love that broccoli slaw because yes, it uses like the broccoli stem even. So it's a very low waste food too. So, I think that's great.
Can you ask Dawn what's a healthy mayo? They all have soybean oil.
Okay, so mayonnaise is an interesting thing because, yes, they are all oil-based. They have some oil in there. But there are ones on the market that have olive oil as their base. So those are the ones I tend to have people choose, is the olive oil-based mayo.
What does Dawn think of drinking all my fruits and vegetables? I mix 2 cups of spinach with 1/2 cup of berries with kefir and protein powder for a smoothie.
Yeah, you know what? I would say to you 100% those vegetables that you have put in your smoothie count toward your total for the day. However, I would also encourage people to eat fruits and vegetables outside of smoothies because they actually get you quite full.
Mm.
And there's lots of good research about spreading your fruits and vegetables out at each meal. So for example, not just having them all in one smoothie and then thinking you're a free bird for the rest of the day. Because they get you more full and they actually help balance blood sugars as you're eating because of their fiber and water and all their nutrients. So yes, it absolutely counts. And they also encourage you to eat vegetables throughout the day whole for fullness.
Does V8 get me towards my 3 cups of vegetables a day?
Yes. I mean, V8 being, primarily tomato juice, but it has, other vegetables, obviously, with the V8 in there.
Oh.
And choosing the low sodium version would be huge. I mean, even the low sodium has, quite a bit of sodium, but low sodium for sure, because that is one of the places that, people get a lot of sodium is in.
We only use the low sodium and we don't miss it.
Good.
We make a vegetable soup with that. Here we go. Let's go to Amy on WGN Radio with Dawn Jackson Blattner. Amy, how can we help you?
Hi. I have a question. I am making a meal for my friend who just got home from the hospital. She's low sodium. I wanted to do a chicken piccata. I have the lemons. I have the low sodium chicken broth. But what else can I use to really make a good flavor without using salt?
Oh, I was just going to say salt. But no, we're not going to use salt. So.
Right. Well, I think you're doing a great job of using the low sodium broth because broth will add some good flavor. But the chef's trick of all tricks is that anything that is citrus, which you're already using, mimics salt on your tongue. So the idea of finishing your dishes with either, a drizzle of vinegar or like you're doing, a drizzle of lemon will absolutely make people think that they're having more salt than they are because that acid note. So it's going to be delicious.
Thank you.
Okay. Good luck. What a nice friend you are.
And wouldn't everyone like to have a friend like that? Very well done. And the other thing to think of anytime, you're thinking about a low sodium diet, also be thinking about adding foods that are high in potassium. Potassium and sodium sort of balance each other, and potassium-rich foods are fruits and vegetables. So making sure a meal like that not only has low sodium, but a lot of fruits and vegetables, like an arugula salad, on the side with tomatoes, is an example. But that potassium really helps blood pressure as well.
630 did say, I mentioned this earlier, I started making fish at home when I got my air fryer, and I love it. And pork chops. You're eating pork chops, but that's not processed, and it's better to maybe cook it on the air fryer, Dawn?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely. A lot of people like their proteins in the air fryer. It's quick, and they stay very juicy and flavorful. And, yeah, I mean, the idea is if you're rounding out your meals, whether you're having a pork chop, beef, fish, chicken, turkey, or tofu, you're still wanting to round it out with, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and good-for-you fats like avocado and nuts and seeds.
You know, speaking of condiments, and I was thinking about how that lady might dress her chicken for her friend. We know not to use ketchup for a lot of reasons, maybe, but mustard has as much salt as ketchup does, right?
Yeah, condiments, if you use them in condiment sizes, are actually quite great. You know, I mean, yes, they have sodium. Yes, they could have sugar. But if you're using these little condiment sizes, they're pretty fine. What, all of us in America love to do is like giant size our condiments. And so then, yes, it starts adding up pretty significantly. They do sell in the grocery store ketchup that has no added sugar. So I'm not talking about the ketchup that has like Splenda in it or right. artificial sweeteners, because that exists. But there's actual ketchup just made from tomatoes and like olive oil and spices. And so choosing that over added sugar ketchup is great. And then keeping both ketchup and mustard to condiment sizes is the key.
Time's up.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that was so fun. Oh, how I missed you.
Dawn Jackson Blattner is the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist, DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Follow her on Instagram, DJ Blattner. We love you, Dawn. We missed you. I hope you can join us next week.
Yes, I will be talking to you next week. Thanks, John.